few minutes to see if anybody from the town is joining us today.
Yeah, Shannon put a request in for the air conditioner, Janet.
Oh yeah, I saw that email.
I'm cooking right now.
Yeah, it's been hot the last 2 days. It was really miserable yesterday afternoon. I heard another ding. All right, now we can start. Rob's here. Give it a few minutes.
Hey, Rob.
All right, now we can start.
Morning.
Morning. All right, so this is the quarterly meeting of the Treasury Oversight Committee for the County of Mono. It is May 6th and approximately 11:03 a.m. And I've been requested to take a roll call. So how do I do that, Janelle?
I just call it off.
Call it off. So yep. Janet Dutcher, Finance Director for the County of Mono, Chair of the Committee.
Gerald Frank.
Gerald Frank, Assistant Finance Director.
Jennifer Kreitz.
Jennifer Kreitz, Mono County Board of Supervisors.
Bob Gardner. Jennifer Weston.
Jennifer Weston, Mono County Office of Extension.
Brooke Bean.
Brooke Bean, Mammoth Unified School District.
George Savage.
Savage retired from Superior Court.
Kirk Stapp. Dan Holler. Rob Patterson.
Patterson, Finance Director, Town of Lakes.
And we have a quorum.
All right. Number two on the agenda here, public comments. Seeing no members of the public. Are there any other comments at this time? Moving on to number three on our agenda is review and approve the prior minutes. That was held on February 11th, 2021. Has everybody had a chance to review those minutes? And if so, and there are no corrections, I'd call for a motion.
I'll move to approve.
I'll second that.
Okay, so we have a first by Jennifer Kreitz, Supervisor Kreitz, second by Rob Patterson, and then we'll do a roll call vote.
Okay.
Janelle?
Janet Dutcher, how do you vote?
Yes.
Gerald Frank, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Kreitz, how do you vote?
Yes.
Jennifer Weston, how do you vote?
Yes.
Brooke Bean, how do you vote?
Yes.
Rob Patterson, how do you vote?
Yes.
And George Savage, how do you vote?
Yes.
Okay, the vote passes.
The minutes from the last meeting pass. We'll move on to number four. This is the quarterly investment report for the quarter that just ended March 31st, 2021. This doesn't require a vote, but I'll ask Gerald to walk us through the report.
All right, let me put it on the screen here so everybody can see it in case you don't have it. I'm assuming everybody can see it?
Yes.
Okay.
Perfectly.
All righty. Let's start with page two. So the Treasury was in compliance with the Mono County investment policy as of March 31st, 2021. Weighted average maturity on that date was 545 days.
Yeah, Joe, can you stop right there?
Yep.
First off, can you make your settings so it expands across the whole screen? Yeah, up on the bar to the right of the percentage.
To the right of the percentage.
See where the percentage is? To the right, click that. And then say fit width scrolling. Yeah. Great. Now, I just wanted to comment on the 545 days. I think we've probably seen that over the last couple of quarters increasing. One, we've got longer maturities that we've held that are at much higher interest rates than they are now? And would that be why that the weighted average maturity is increasing?
Actually, the biggest thing with that is the schools are using their bond proceeds. So okay. As the bond proceeds go up, the weighted average maturity will also, the days will go up.
Okay.
Because we have less less money in the pool as they use it.
Okay. Yeah, I just noticed that it's been increasing every quarter and that it might be a function of the interest rates. Back to you, George. Gerald.
Okay. So it is anticipated the county treasury will be able to meet its liquidity requirements for all pool participants in the next 6 months. The portfolio on a cost basis totaled $145,116,442 and had a market value of $147,084,049, which is 101.4% of cost. The reason it's higher than what we purchased it for is because, as you know, all the interest rates dropped to almost nothing at this point, right? which means our portfolio is actually worth more than what the face value was when we, or the cost basis that when we bought it. So. Then, as of 3/31/2021, our earned interest rate was 1.1892. Does anybody have any questions? I have one comment, but anybody have any questions about any of the investments that we have listed in our portfolio? I'll take that as a no. So one thing that if you look on the page here, Oracle Corporation, they were rated at an A3. They were, is that right? Yes. And they just dropped to BAA. We're not too concerned about it. Their financials look good. The reason the rating agency dropped them is they are issuing more long-term debt, like 30-year debt, to buy back shares. And Moody's didn't like the fact that they were increasing their debt, so they dropped them one spot down to BAA.
Yeah, go ahead, Gerald.
But we'll keep an eye on them. They do mature out 1 year. Let's see, 1 year from the 15th of May. So it's 1 year and 9 days they'll mature out. I don't see any problems with them. They're not having financial problems. This is some type of strategy by management to buy back some of their shares.
And did you say that if we were to liquidate this debt today, we would take a loss on it?
On this one,
yeah.
No, actually, there would be a slight gain on this one.
So about break even.
Yeah, with the cost. So market value and what you can actually sell it for are two different things. Market mm-hmm. value, it would be, you know, the perfect amount. What you can actually sell it for, you have to sell it through a broker, and there's always charges, right? So we would never get complete market value. Also, with you know, there's not much risk involved with Oracle, and their interest rate we're getting on that particular bond is 2.5%. Actually, no, we're getting 3.509%.
Yeah.
We bought it at a discount, so we would lose that also if we.
But if we were to replace that investment today, we'd probably only get about a half a percentage point, right?
That's only a 1 year out. We get about 0.2 maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so even less.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wanted to illustrate what I think is really, just go back up one page, Gerald, to the bottom, right there, bottom of the municipals. I think that it really characterizes what's going on in the market. You'll see that University of California, it's a municipal bond, you know, a higher education bond. 3.638 is the stated interest rate. So every 6 months we'll get interest payments of the $455,000 face value at 3.638%, matures February 15, 2024. We bought it just a couple months ago, March 8th. And if you go to the right, the fair value, if I got my columns right here, the fair value, we bought it for $499,000, so we bought it above face. We bought it at a premium. The current market value over to the right, there's almost $498,000. But I think what's really interesting is that even though the interest rate that's stated in the bond, 3.638, that's incredibly high for this market that we have right now, but by the time you add in the premium, equivalent rate that we're at is closer to market than 0.55. I just felt that that really characterizes the struggles in trying to invest our surplus funds right now and still earn a rate of return that we were making before. And I know, Gerald, you've mentioned a couple of times how difficult it is to find an investment that has no more than 5 years left till maturity, and that is at the amount and the risk, as well as the interest earnings that we'd like to achieve. You have to kind of like align all of those objectives together and then compete with everybody else out there that's trying to do the same thing that we are.
Yes, and you have to be fast enough to grab it before it sells out. This is not anything that is considered, they consider it cheap, if a good yield, it's gone in a matter of minutes sometimes.
Yeah, Gerald's like the fastest draw in the West here.
Well, and if you look at that University of California, the reason I put that in, I just bought that a little bit ago, and the reason I put that in is that's a three-year bond, yeah. At 55, we're getting 55 basis points. Well, Leif today is only getting 33 basis points. And they keep going down. So that's kind of why I put that in, to lock in a little bit higher interest rate. And LAIF won't be coming up anytime soon. So.
And your choices are pretty slim out there as to you can get to invest our surplus money. And that's why you see the interest earnings starting to go down. But our primary objective is to make sure we invest in safe investments to get our money back. Interest earnings is the third priority below maintaining liquidity so that ourselves and all of our jurisdictions that participate in the pool can have the money in the pool to be able to pay bills.
Yeah, and you'll see we have the comparison, you'll see how we're doing against LAIF in a few slides.
Yeah. So. All right, that's it for me.
So not a lot of change here between December 31st and 3/31. I mean, there's a little bit, about $14 million, but in January is when they paid out the tax apportionment. So that's why the pool went down. Is all those tax revenues that came in, we apportioned a lot of it out. And then here's our maturity distribution. Everything looks good. We're still very light on the bottom end, but this bottom end, or, you know, the anything that's maturing within a year, I can't get anything more than 10 basis points on an investment. So it's not worth even putting in. We're keeping it in LAIF for now. Our liquidity and our shorter end in LAIF at 33 basis points rather than 10 basis points. They did, last week, they sold a three-month T-bill at zero yield. Zero. That's horrible. All right. You can see that we are still trending up. A lot of this has to do with the school bond, but they are using up the bond proceeds, and I think they're down to maybe $22 million. So if that wasn't in the portfolio, we'd be sitting at about $120 million, somewhere right around there. So here's our comparison. So you can see the upper line here, we're getting about just a hair under 1.19%. LACE has dropped to 44. Like I said, as of today, LACE at 33, and they keep going down. And then the two-year treasury at 13 basis points. So if I were to buy a two-year treasury right now, we would only get 13 basis points for holding our money up for 2 years. It's not a fun time.
Yeah, and while we do present this this graph here, which is really a performance measurement graph benchmarking against two measures. One is LAVE, which is much more short-term than our investment pool is, and the other being two-year treasury, which, you know, is backed by the government but has a two-year time frame. But yet this just tells us how we're doing, but it doesn't change our risk appetite as to what we're investing in. And I think that's important to understand when we look at this.
And I would love to, I track other counties. I track about 28 other counties on how they're doing. And I would love to use them as a benchmark, but nobody posts timely.
Yeah.
Sometimes I wait 6 months for a report to come out online. And so, but I can tell you our yield is in the upper 3/4% of those 20-some-odd counties. So we're doing okay.
Yeah, so you might look at this and say, hey, we're doing really great. We're on top. But then if you look back about not quite a year ago, a little over a year ago, you know, where the blue line was below LAVE and well below the two-year treasury, you know, the conclusion might be that we're not doing as well. But this is not our primary goal for how we invest. We're just showing where we are in comparison of the primary drivers in the market.
And then this is the graph of all the pool participants. Nothing has changed as far as the participants who are in the pool. The percentages change throughout the year, depending on if it's tax, you know, if we're collecting tax revenues, if we apportion them out to all the districts or not, that type of stuff. But everything's holding fairly steady. And that is it for the report. Any questions on the report? Nope, doesn't sound like it. As far as yields, we will still be dropping on our yield. There's not much we can do about that. We'll level off for a little bit as the schools spend down that bond proceeds. We'll level off a little bit, but then we'll start ticking back down because LAVE is on a downward trend right now. We have most of our liquidity that we need to keep operations going is in LAVE right now. So.
All right. Thank you, Gerald. No more questions on the quarterly investment report. The next item on the agenda, number 5, questions and recommendations. I don't have any at this time. Oh, we already talked about the Oracle investment. Any others from anybody? Do you have tax apportionments going out this week, right?
They actually went out this morning.
This morning, yeah, I knew we were close.
So they're all done. Should I mention anything about the delinquencies or anything like that?
That'd be great.
So on the first installment for current security, we've collected 99.39%. For the second installment, we've collected 97.73%. Total collections for, you know, all current secured taxes is 98.59%. And I guarantee you that'll be either first or second in the state right now as far as collection numbers.
Yeah, our collection rate's really high. You know, the downside of a really high collection rate is that your delinquencies that you might include or not include in your budgets for following years is declining. I know 5 years ago when I first got here, our delinquency revenues were so high that we were able to create the impound account which was used to satisfy refunds to some big property taxpayers in the county. We've now seen over the last 5 years that revenue stream trickle down to almost nothing, and that's because our collection rates are less than 1% by the time we close the fiscal year. It helps to have done a couple of the tax sales, but we haven't had a tax sale in a couple of years, and I think by the time we send out the required notices, it prompts people to, you know, get their taxes paid. And then there's no need to have a tax sale. And we certainly don't want to do that right now with the COVID pandemic and all of the fiscal hardships out there.
What is the impound percentage, or what's it based on?
What's the what?
The impound that you had for property tax to hold back.
Yeah, I knew somebody was going to ask that. That's where I was going next. I don't have the metrics in front of me, but we had a couple of $1 million in an impound account. About two and a half years ago. Since then, we've settled appeals with Mammoth Mountain, settled appeals with ORMAT, and a couple of their allied agencies. And the last ORMAT refunds went out, I think, earlier this fiscal year, the end of last fiscal year. And so the impound account is back down to $200,000. And after talking with Barry, assessor, it's our opinion to leave that $200,000 on account for right now. We thought that we were done with ORMAT and that we weren't going to see these annual appeals that we've seen from them, but unfortunately didn't happen. They have filed a whole other set of appeals, and the last thing we want to do is to have adjudication on these appeals result in refunds that then results in us reducing your annual appropriation of taxes.
So $200,000 is your $200,000 is sort of your cap based upon what you're seeing with who's involved.
Well, we don't have a mechanism for how we impound that. I mean, there's no formula. What we have done in the past is anytime we have unanticipated revenues through the property tax stream, we then use those revenues to funnel into the impound. And we haven't made a deposit in the impound for a couple of years now. Primarily because, we used all those delinquencies that we had back in 2017, 2018 to fund the impound account, which helped us weather some pretty large refunds to both ORMAT and the Mountain. And now all that's left is $200,000. It's been earning interest, but we haven't made any contributions to that in a number of years, primarily because we'd have to take it from your regular property tax apportionment if we did.
Thank you. I did have a question actually this morning on what was the balance in the impounds.
Yeah. I thought Brooke was going to ask that question, so I was kind of prepared. Frank Trebol emailed me about it a couple of weeks ago, so it's fresh in my mind, and we were looking at it about a month ago, made the decision to keep it on hand once we knew that ORMAT had filed additional appeals. And I don't know the status of those appeals. And I know the appeals board hasn't met in a while, so.
Yeah, and unsecured, we have over 99% collection, over 99.5% collection rate on unsecured. So you're not going to see much extra revenue coming from those delinquent secured roles anymore, or delinquent unsecured roles anymore.
Yeah, I think that percentage on the unsecured is good. There are a lot of assessments in there for TOT and second home rentals that were captured a couple of years ago.
Yeah, we'll probably roll over about $30,000 out of over $4 million. That's all that's due, and I'd say probably about half of those are businesses that actually have gone out of business but never reported that they went out of business. So finding them, getting them to file the paperwork so the assessor's office can take them off the tax roll, right?
Yeah.
It might be worth just noting that the Assessment Appeals Board has some vacancies, so share with your network if you know anybody who would like to serve.
Yeah, that has been one of the issues. I know we added somebody just recently, but I think they've got a couple of vacancies.
Yeah.
Makes it difficult to have a meeting. Any Any other questions? If not, we'll move on to number six. Janelle, when's our next meeting? It'll be August, right?
August 12th.
August 12th. So mark your calendars, August 12th at 11 o'clock. I think at this point we'll say it will be in Zoom land, although the county, with the anticipation that the state of California is going to open up business and archive the color scheme for COVID come middle of June, I know we'll start to gradually get back to some semblance of normal. So I don't know at this point whether this meeting and when we will eventually be back in person. I just don't know when and where.
Yeah, it would be nice. It's been quite some time since we actually had face-to-face meetings.
Yeah, I had, it's been about a month, but I had a board meeting. The board meeting went from like 9 to 5, and then I had a class that was on Zoom, so I was on Zoom for 11 hours that day.
Yeah, your eyes are going to go bad looking at the screen so much.
I know. I already feel that. It's important to take some breaks and step away. All right, so with that, at 11:28, I'll go ahead and adjourn this meeting of the Treasury Oversight. Thank you, everybody.